There are over 300 bank robberies in Boston every year. Most of these professionals live in a one-square-mile neighborhood called Charlestown.
The Charlestown section of Boston is steeped in early American history. Its landmarks include the monument to the Revolutionary War Battle of Bunker Hill. Paul Revere began his famous midnight ride on its cobblestone streets. But the recent history of the town is more about midnight raids against organized crime and a rash of armed robberies.
I'm ready for the next thing.
I told you, the next thing's not ready yet.
Then make it ready.
I don't like the gods on the next thing, all right?
Doug, the leader of a notorious bank crew, starts getting second thoughts when their latest job runs into a snag and they take the bank manager hostage. Claire is her name, and they release her unharmed, but under the guise of making sure their identities are safe, Doug finds and gets to know Claire.
The FBI guy told me it would feel like I was in mourning.
FBI? You're working with the FBI?
Mm-hmm.
They don't have any suspects, any clues, any leads, anything like that?
Not that they've told me. He intimated that they were scouring Charlestown, but they were wearing masks, so... I'm sure I'd recognize their voices if I heard them again.
I don't know. Maybe hotter than you think.
He isn't supposed to fall in love with her, but he does, and decides it's time to quit his life of crime. That's not what his buddies want to hear, and they force him to pull one last heist.
I'm putting this whole town in my rearview.
You grew up right here. Same rules that I did.
Ben Affleck stars as Doug and also directed the film. He says he found the dual role daunting.
It was really challenging to do both. I'm still new to directing. I need all my time and focus on directing. Acting takes some time away from that. Just, it's a hard thing. I hoped I would be up to it.
You and your boys didn't just roll a Star Market over in Malden for a box of quarters. No, you decided to bang it out in the North End at 9 o'clock in the morning with assault rifles.
You dummies... shot a guard. Now you're like a half-off sale at Big and Tall. Every cop is in line.
John Hamm, star of the hit TV series Mad Men, plays the FBI agent determined to track down and stop Doug's gang. Although the Crime Investigation Bureau did not officially support the film, Hamm says agents and officers, on their own time, did help him get his portrayal right.
Researching the character, it was a tremendous advantage to be able to hang out and talk to several of the law enforcement officials in Boston, at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level. And they do amazing work. There are a lot of robberies in Boston, and a lot of them get solved because of these guys' hard work. So it was nice to see from the inside how clear their objective is. Their job is to stop bad people from doing bad things. They're very clear on that. So that was very helpful to me.
Looped around the block, there's no cars, no vans around, nothing.
Maybe we're too early. Too late.
Sir, we've been trying to hail the security for the cash flow. We're not getting a response.
As audacious as the gang seems to be, their exploits are drawn from real police accounts of robberies in the script adapted from the novel Prince of Thieves by Chuck Hogan.
It was an article in the local paper, in the Boston Globe, and it said that the FBI said that there were more armored car robberies coming from Charlestown than anywhere else. And living in the area, I was kind of aware of that. Charlestown had a reputation for robbing, but to see it spelled out like that, it really sort of tripped something in me. So that was really the starting point back in 1995, when I started thinking about it.
Even so, star and director Affleck says the town taps into a long tradition of films about cops and robbers.
The fact that there are a lot of movies in this genre points to the fact that it's kind of tricky to do. You don't change the genre. You retell those same things over and over again. So the danger is the audience is going to feel it's a little predictable. But those movies stand as reminders that even with doing, living within those same genre conventions, you can do something special. So that's what we were trying to do.
I'll see you again, this side or the other.
The Town also features Rebecca Hall as Claire, the woman who gives bank robber Doug a reason to go straight. Jeremy Renner co-stars as Doug's best friend and partner in crime, Jem. Blake Lively is James' sister, who's also in love with Doug. And Chris Cooper is Doug's estranged father, serving a long prison sentence for just the sort of crimes his son now commits. The cast and filmmakers spoke about The Town when it premiered in September at the Toronto International Film Festival. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.